This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Recession. It's a word that we've heard for weeks and weeks. Is it here? We do not know. I mentioned there are layoffs or job freezes or discontinuing opportunities in the big firms in Silicon Valley, Microsoft, Google, Apple, all mentioning that they can do the same with less because they're anticipating trouble. There are 8,000 jobs said to be exiting from Ford. The explanation is that Ford is going to devote that money to an electric vehicle line. At the same time, there are indications that the shoppers keep shopping. However, the old theory was that inflation comes chiefly from wage inflation, and therefore encouraging layoffs, or let us put it this way, watching layoffs is a way to talk about prices stabilizing, less inflation than we've had in the past. But that's 20th century thinking, which is why I bring in Jim McTague, the former Washington editor of Barron's many decades, watching this with 20th century rules and also living in the 21st century. Is this a recession? Is this tumbling towards a recession? Certainly in the 1970s, we would have been certain that we were into a long-term slowdown, something like 9 months or 10 months. And then on the other side of it, we'll have a bull run again. Jim, is this recognizable with all these people working, with the shopping continuing, with the banks not complaining, and yet the recession talk is everywhere? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Yes, I'm agreeing with a lot of my economist friends who believe we've been in a recession since June. And in fact, the Atlanta Fed, which does a very good job of anticipating what the gross domestic product number will be, is predicting that for a second month in a row, we'll have negative growth. 1.6% is a prediction, negative 1.6% for July. That's their prediction. So that would be 2 months of negative growth. Now, you know, the conundrum is it doesn't feel like we're not growing. Hiring is still strong. There's still help wanted ads throughout the economy. We've seen collapses before in 2007. That was a real painful, very rapid collapse, and this doesn't seem anything like it. If we're collapsing, it's in very slow motion. But the fact is, now I'm going to quote one time the chief economist for Wells Fargo. John says there are five or six recessions since World War II that began with very strong jobs numbers. So in essence, you know, you have this momentum in the economy, or maybe the employers don't quite see a slowdown for their particular business at this point, and they continue to hire. But you can't focus on the employment numbers as a measure of whether or not we're in a recession. So technically, we're in one now.
What difference does being in a recession make for our prospects for growth this year? Is this something that is normal, a business cycle, and that coming out of the pandemic, we can ride it out and then return to growth? Or is this recession different, given that you just said it's not immediately recognizable?
Well, it's different because the Fed created a huge bubble along with fiscal policy in Washington. So they put a lot of cash into the hands of consumers. You know, consumers are the drivers of the economy. And we've had lots of cash flow, lots of savings, lots of cheap credit. And, initially we had a supply of goods, and then we had the supply crunch. So what's happened? It created by the Fed. The Fed has to try to end it, and they have a blunt force instrument. I mean, they use the analogy of a soft landing. But the airplane the Fed is flying has probably the controls of the Wright Brothers flyer. It's a very basic control. They have to land the economy without disrupting multiple forces in the economy, and they can't do it. I already see signs. I'll give you an example. Like commodity prices are dropping because the Fed, the raise in interest rates is slowing down economic activity. Cattle farmers are, the cost of feed rose so high because of inflation that the prices of feed aren't coming down fast enough for them that they're liquidating their herds. And they also have the weather problem in the West. I mean, this is a complex situation. So they're slaughtering their herds, flooding the marketplace with beef. So for the next few months, because of the Fed actions and because of the weather, our beef will be cheap. But we've seen this movie before. This happened during the Great Recession. And what happens is that after the cattle herds are reduced for the next 2, 3, 4 years, the prices soar again because of limited supply. So the point I'm trying to make is that the Fed created quite a mess, and they can't finesse this. I think it's going to take years for them to really squeeze inflation out of the system. It's going to be painful. We're going to have a rapid contraction, and in maybe 2 or 3 months, the headlines will be dominated by news of layoffs like the ones we're seeing at Ford, where they're talking, 48,000 people?
Yes. Now, Jim, you were very careful to present at the beginning of the year the prospect for the markets. I'm speaking of the equity markets, but the bond market as well, that we were going to have an ugly first half, really ugly. Well, you were right. So here we are in the second half. It's still not very attractive. And I read routinely now that there are other voices. You're like a chorus, people saying, we're going to sell off. We're going to sell off. Do you still maintain that there'll be a rally because of the expectation that Congress is going to be in the Republican hands while the presidency remains in the Democratic hands? In other words, a do-nothing Congress and a do-nothing executive.
That's what I predict. I'm putting on my psychiatrist hat here and studying human behavior. This always happens in an election. Wall Street gives credit to Republicans as being business friendly, anti-red tape, and when it appears when the polls reflect that the Republicans are going to score very strong and probably take control of the Senate and the House, giving us a divided government, the markets will rally. Now, history shows us that the Democrats are actually better for stocks than the Republicans, but Wall Street always ignores this fact in advance of an election when it looks like there's a wave that will, and there'll be a divided government. So I do see what I call a meld-up. It will be followed post-election, I think, by a meltdown. And the reason is because as the Fed continues to tighten, the economic situation will get worse, earnings will get worse, and stock earnings and stock prices were so inflated that investors don't have any idea of what fundamentals should look like. You know, what should be the real value of these stocks? What are reasonable earnings when we're in a recession? That's a great mystery, and it will keep people out of the market and probably chase a lot of people out of their current positions. So I see a collapse of stock prices probably after the election, and I'm really bearish. I see 2019 style lows.
Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor of Barron's, now a novelist. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.